Ladies and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Lord save us, Miss Peters. Whatever's happened to the doctor?
It's all right, Paul. Just get his bed ready and bring me a basin with plenty of hot water and some towels.
Did he meet with an accident?
A slight one. I don't think he's seriously injured. But I'll get you to send for Dr. Hunt and get him to examine him.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. What a pick to Dr. Lanyon's away.
It is a pity, but he's on his honeymoon, so we'll just have to make the best of Dr. Hunt. Can you put his arm around your shoulders and help me upstairs with him?
Yes, yes, of course. Now, steady on, sir. Steady on, sir. Just lean on me.
Take it easily, Henry.
I can manage.
Don't cry too much, Henry. You've had a bad shaking, to say the least of it.
I'll be all right. After I've had a night's sleep.
Here we are.
Here's your room, sir, now. Easy now. Now, through the door, sir.
Right.
That's right. Now, just wait a minute till I get you a chair. Would you care for some brandy or anything, sir?
No. No, just help me into bed.
I'll leave you now. Paul, call me, will you, as soon as you're ready?
Yes, Miss Peters.
Thank you.
By the way, miss, could I have a word with you outside?
Yes, of course. Just wait a minute till I close the door. What is it?
There's two men waiting downstairs to see the doctor. From Scotland Yard, they said they were.
You mean detectives?
Yes, I guess it must be something to do with the man Hyde. Did you see the evening papers?
Yes, I did. You go back to the doctor and don't say a word to him. I'll go down and see them right away.
Who? What are you talking about?
I'm coming, sir. Coming, sir.
Good afternoon. Are you waiting to see Dr. Jekyll?
Yes, we are. I'm Inspector Davidson from Scotland Yard, and this is Mr. James.
Well, I'm afraid you can't possibly see him just now. He's met with a slight accident, and until the doctor sees him...
Is he seriously injured?
I don't think so, but he can't be upset in any way.
This is very urgent.
Why is it?
It's in connection with the murder of Mr. Alfred Utterson. As you know, we have every reason to believe that it was committed by a man named Edward Hyde. He was an associate of Dr. Jekyll's, and we've come into possession of fresh evidence that proves that he came to Dr. Jekyll's house the night of the murder and was admitted by a side door that leads to the doctor's secret laboratory.
That's not true.
Henry, what are you doing down here?
Oh, I don't want to worry you, Dr. Jekyll.
You're not worrying me. What do you want?
We want to know if you were aware that Edward Hyde made use of that door into your laboratory the night of the murder.
Edward Hyde did not come in that door. Whoever told you so is a lie.
Henry, try not and get so excited.
Excited? Why, what are these men trying to suggest? Do they think that I would conceal such a fiend as this man Hyde?
We know that he was in the habit of coming to your place, Doctor.
That was before I fully realized what kind of man he was. I tell you, I drove him out of my life. I know nothing of him. I don't even know his whereabouts, and hope to heaven that I never set eyes on him again as long as I live.
If we could have a look, sir,
Look as much as you like. Here are the keys.
Thank you.
Poke and pry into every nook and cranny in the house. You'll not find anything.
Very well, sir. Thank you very much. Come along, James. We'll have a look in that laboratory.
Henry, they've been gone some time. What does it mean? Surely they don't think that.
Never mind what they think. If they want to have a look, they can. Edward Hyde has disappeared off the face of this earth. And no detective who ever lived will be able to find the slightest trace of him.
Henry, dear, are you sure you'll be all right sitting here in these gardens all by yourself?
Yes, of course I will. I've got this book to read and the sun to warm me. I'll probably go to sleep.
I won't be any longer than I can help, but I must go and see one or two of our patients.
I know you must. Tell them I'll be back on the job again tomorrow. Oh, by the way, if old Harris is in much pain, you can increase the dose of morphia just a little. I'll leave it to you to decide if he needs it.
Yes, I understand. I'll come back here for you, I shouldn't be longer than an hour.
You'll find me waiting here for you. Goodbye, my dear.
Goodbye.
Lovely day, sir. Mind if I just rake up these few leaves from round your feet, sir?
Oh, not at all. Go right ahead.
First sign of autumn, they be. Though you'd never think it to feel the warmth of that sun on your back.
Huh. Make a lot of extra work, don't they?
Oh, one to me, sir. I've been in charge of this part of Kensington Gardens for 39 years now, and spring, summer, autumn, winter, it don't make no difference. Every season has its own charm, I always says. Hey, will you just look at them children running all over the borders? Hey, get off their edges, you young rascals, or I'll be after you. Get away there.
This is good. I don't know when I felt so lazy or so content.
You've lost your sense of fear, haven't you? You think you've got rid of Hyde. You've shaken him off. He won't come back to haunt you anymore. You're wrong. He's with you now. You're remembering, aren't you? You're thinking of the things you used to do, the pleasures and the lusts, the frightful things you did.
Oh, stop, for pity's sake.
Pity? What have I to do with pity?
Oh, leave me in peace.
What have you and I to do with peace? This woman, Helen, do you think that she'll be able to satisfy you and keep me at bay? Have you forgotten the women we knew in Limehouse, that negress in the sailor's tavern? That Eurasian woman on the waterfront? The one who tried to knife me? And who'll carry a scar across her face till she goes to the grave? Those were the days and nights when the blood raced through your veins like lava. Not the sluggish stream that lulls you off to sleep today.
I'm happier this way.
There's no such thing as happiness for you, Henry Jekyll. You forswore peace and happiness in the first moment you lifted that fatal draught to your lips. And called out of the depths of your immortal soul the creature that was Edward Hyde. The creature that is stronger than yourself. The creature that even at this moment is claiming you again. Is throwing off the shape and form of Henry Jekyll and emerging once again as Hyde.
No, no, no. Let me go.
You can't escape. You can't escape.
Telegram came, and I thought I'd better bring it across to him.
Well, he's sitting over there behind that little clump of trees. Come, we'll find him.
But I looked there, miss. I don't think he's there.
Oh, then he can't be very far away. Perhaps he's taken a little walk down the path. I've been longer than I thought, and I expect he got tired of waiting.
Well, I've been here close on half an hour, miss, and I can't find him anywhere.
I wonder, did he go home and pass you somewhere on the way?
That's quite possible. Maybe I'd better go back.
Yes, do. I'll look a little while longer, and then I'll go back to the house, too. It's getting rather cold now. I don't think he'd stay outdoors much longer.
Perhaps that gardener over there might have noticed where he went.
Yes, I'll go and ask him. Did you notice the gentleman sitting on that seat behind that clump of trees, gardener?
A gentleman, miss? Wearing tweeds, youngish looking, with the white hair?
Yes, that's him. Do you know where he went?
Oh, I was wondering the same myself. I was talking to him, and just went off to shoo away some children off the borders, and when I came back, he'd gone.
Oh, how long ago was that?
Oh, upward of 2 hours, I'd say. I seen him come here with him, and it weren't very long after you left.
That's funny. Didn't you see him go?
No, I didn't. I were away not more than 5 minutes or so, and when I come back, there weren't no sign of him.
Oh, I wonder, did he go for a walk?
I didn't see him. As a matter of fact, there's been no one along this way but one queer-looking customer who comes shuffling along with his head down, and that was about an hour ago. Come to think of it, I seen him sitting on that seat where your friend were.
Did you? What was he like?
Oh, hard to say, miss. Little he were. Queer shape, too, and you never seen such clothes. Must have been two sizes too big for him. I took him for a tramp and went to ask him what he was doing here, and I tell you straight, miss, the look he gave me fair froze the blood in me veins.
Look? What sort of a look?
Hard to describe. I've never seen the like of it before. Ugly, vindictive. Like as if he'd been glad of an excuse to fly at me throat.
Well, where did he go?
Straight out through the gates. The last I seen of him, he was getting into a cab, and the driver seemed as though he wasn't going to take him at first, and then the little cove must have said something to him, for the fella touched his hat pretty smart-like and drove away.
What a funny thing. I don't know why it is, but even to hear you talk about him makes me feel queer.
Oh, if you'd have seen him, miss. I tell you, I haven't got over it yet. I'll be right glad when the time comes to close up the gates and make tracks for home. He got on my nerves, he has. I shouldn't like to meet him after dark, and that's the truth. I only got one look, and then he pulled his hat down over his eyes and turned away. He didn't seem to want me to see it. And no wonder, I say.
Well, perhaps he's quite harmless after all.
To judge by the looks of him, there's nothing that he wouldn't be capable of, even murder. Why, strike me pink.
What's the matter?
I know who he is.
What?
I recognize the description. There's £2,000 reward for him.
What are you talking about?
That chap was Edward Hyde, the murderer.